This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Don't forget to pack the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies for a post-lunch pick-me-up. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
The Jubal Show on demand. First date follow-up.
Ian is on the phone for a first date follow-up. He's not getting a call back from a woman named Lisa. Before we get into all the info on your date, Ian, and try to figure out why she's not calling you back, how long has it been since you heard from Lisa?
It's been about a week.
Okay.
Yeah, but maybe a little longer. A week and some change, yeah.
Okay. And how many times have you tried to reach out to her in that week and some change?
Oh, like a good amount. Like almost like, I mean, I didn't want to seem like I was crazy, but maybe like 5 or 6 times.
Oh, wow. Oh, you didn't want to make it seem like you're crazy, huh? And she hasn't responded to you at all?
Yeah. Nothing at all. I kind of had a weird thing that happened on our first date. It was kind of a...
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I promise. It actually wasn't the shop.
Okay. Right. How'd you get to your date?
Well, actually, I had to ask my roommate to borrow his car.
Oh. Mm.
Did he let you?
Yeah, he did. He let me borrow his car, and it was kind of strange because, like, everything was going fine. We were at the restaurant, and, you know, everything was going okay. Mm-hmm. But then my roommate had to come and pick up his car.
And did she know that it was not your car?
No, she didn't know that.
Until your roommate had to pick it up?
Yeah. So, obviously, that's kind of awkward. Like, my car's not going to be there. So,
yeah.
I basically had to come clean.
Okay.
I had to say, hey, that was my roommate's car. I'm sorry, we're going to have to take an Uber back home.
It's not really in my opinion, that big of a deal if you didn't tell her because you have a car.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You don't have to tell everybody that gets in a car that you're driving that, like, this is my car, just so you know.
I just made the payment yesterday.
But then also, it is kind of like a weird thing if you don't mention it, actually.
Right. And, well, if you don't mention it, and then you have to go, hey, we got to cut our date short because I have to take you home now because my roommate needs his car back.
Yeah. That is kind of awkward.
Yeah. Yeah, that's really how it went. But, I mean, yeah, like you said, it would have been a lot worse if I lied to her, if I told her, yeah, it was my car.
Oh, but, for sure.
Yeah, it wasn't. So I did tell her my car was in the shop, but just like how you guys reacted, she was like, yeah, okay, sure.
Okay, mm-hmm. So she didn't believe you.
Yeah, she didn't believe me in the story. Obviously, it was awkward going back home in the Uber. And, I haven't heard from her since. I tried calling her. It's not like I don't have a car. I have a car.
Uh-huh. Right.
So but I guess she...
You're really driving that point home that you have a car.
Yeah.
Giving over compensating. Just saying.
I just picked up a few days ago, and it was just bad communication on my part, but I want to make it up to her, so...
So you think that she thinks that you're a liar?
That's why, yeah.
So you think you're not getting a call back from her because it looks like you lied about the car you were driving?
Yes, basically, that's it.
Any other reason?
No. That was the only reason. You know, the day was going well up until then it got...
All right. Well...
Yeah.
Okay. So, I mean, she shouldn't be surprised. You met her on Plenty of Fish. That's what you said, right?
Yeah, Plenty of Fish.
I mean, she should be happy that you even had a car to drive. Like, Plenty of Fish is the worst place on the internet to meet people. It's a free dating site. It's like Craigslist.
My aunt used to use that like 10 years ago.
Yeah. Tinder?
All right, we'll play a song, come back, and then see if we can figure out and get your first date follow-up next, okay?
All right, cool. Thank you so much.
In the middle of your first date follow-up, if you're just joining us, Ian is on the phone and he's not getting a call back from a woman named Lisa. And he thinks it's because it looks like he lied about the car that he was driving because his car was in the shop. At least that's what he says. Mm-hmm. I used air quotes when allegedly. I just said that right now. His car was in the shop and he had to borrow his roommate's car. But in the middle of his date, he actually had to give his roommate back the car because his roommate needed it. And then, of course, went on to explain to his date, Lisa, that, hey, yeah, I had to borrow my roommate's car. It's not my car. But Ian, you're sure you didn't lie about your roommate's car and tell her that it was yours?
No, I promise. I didn't lie about it.
Okay. Well, whatever we're going to ask her right now. So we'll find out. We're going to call her and see if that is the reason you're not getting a call back. Are you ready? I'm going to dial her phone number.
Yes, yeah.
Okay, here we go.
Hello?
Hi, may I speak to Lisa, please?
This is Lisa.
Lisa, how are you? My name is Jubal, calling from a radio show that is called The Jubal Show.
Mine's Alex from the same show called The Jubal Show.
I'm Christian from also the same show that's also called The Jubal Show.
And it's a radio show and...
called The Jubal Show.
Okay. So why did you guys call me? What is going on here?
We're calling because we got an email about you from one of our listeners.
Is that good or bad?
We do a segment on the show called The First Date Follow-Up. That's where if you go on a date and you don't call somebody back, they can email us to get you on the phone and find out why. And
so...
we got an email.
Okay.
Yeah, we got an email about you from a dude named Ian that you went on a date with. He says you're not calling him back, and he's confused, and he wanted us to get you on the phone and find out why you're not calling him back.
Okay. He seems like a nice guy. He's a loud eater, like really loud. But he's a scrub, man. He doesn't own a car. He lied to me about about his car. He brought his roommate's car, and then his roommate came and got it. In the middle of our date? What the hell?
So, do you know for sure that he's lying to you? Because he told us that, too, and I didn't think that he was lying.
No, I don't. And maybe he wasn't. But the point is, he's not got his act together, you know? He doesn't even have a car.
He said his car was in the shop.
Yeah.
Well, he could have said, hey, I can't make it. Can we reschedule? Or something like that. Or been up front with me. Instead of letting me be surprised, we had to dine. It's practically dine and dash. Didn't even get the desserts, you know?
His car was in the shop. Like, you can't hold that against him, can you?
You think that he's lying?
Or he just wasn't being upfront. I mean, maybe he didn't lie out loud, but he didn't tell the truth either, you know?
Maybe it was just a vibe. Maybe.
You think he was lying, though? Did he actually say to you that it was his car that he picked you up in?
God, I don't remember. I could barely think over the chewing. He's a very loud eater.
Was it that loud?
I just put him out of my head.
She just cannot stand this dude.
You really can't.
This just was not going to work. That's all.
So how long were you into the date before you realized, like, this ain't it?
like 8-9 minutes.
Oh, God.
I mean, it just wasn't right, you know?
Okay, so you knew right away you didn't want to be on the date with him anymore.
Well, I mean, I thought I'd give him a chance because I don't want to jump to conclusions, right? I want to see if he... is what I think, but it just wasn't right.
Okay.
That's all.
All right.
I'm sure he's nice.
Yeah, he sounded like a nice guy. He's actually on the phone listening and wants to talk to you, so.
Oh, no. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, no.
She just dropped that so quick.
I forgot. Man, how many
Ian.
Hello.
Hey. Hi. Hi.
Yeah, so, okay. I just picked up my car a couple days ago.
Mm.
There was something wrong with the transmission. I do have my car. I do have my act together. And yes, it was my fault because I didn't communicate. We should have rescheduled, but we didn't reschedule. And all I want is another chance to prove to you that, you know, I'm a good guy.
Oh, gosh. Okay. Are you sure you have your act together? I mean, you seem so
what do you do for
scattered.
I work in contracts for a pharmaceutical company.
Okay, but why are you calling me? I ghosted you.
I need another chance. You know, we left things kind of awkward, kind of weird. I know it was, but I promise you, the next day is not going to be awkward or weird because I have my car.
I don't know. I mean, I got a dude, it's table manners. Too, and that's kind of a big one, you know?
Yeah, she said you're a loud chewer, Ian.
All right, well, no one's ever said that before. I'm not that loud of a chewer, so because obviously they would have heard it before and it would have been a lot worse. But no, I'm.
Yeah, I don't think you know, Ian. I didn't think you were chewing on purpose. This is so awkward.
Nobody's ever told you you're a loud chewer before, Ian?
No. I've never, no one's ever told me I've been a loud chewer. I'm not a loud chewer.
Really?
Like, you could be unaware. You might be chewing really loud and might not even know it.
Yeah, it's not something you go telling people. Realize.
Look, dude, maybe you don't realize that, like, have you ever heard a guinea pig go after something chompy?
That's
what it's like.
Can't say I haven't heard that. I haven't heard that, but now I'm definitely going to be
eating the carrot.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to be YouTubing.
Yeah,
guinea pigs eating things now because of that. All right. So nobody told you sound like a guinea pig eating a carrot, Ian?
No. No one's ever had. No one's ever told me that I sound
I'm
like.
I'm sorry
that.
To be the one to break it to you, dude. But chomp chomp.
Lisa, would you like to go on another date with Ian? At least he's cute. If he reminds you of a guinea pig. Guinea pigs are cute. Would you like to go on another date with him? We'll pay for it.
No, I don't. I'm sorry, Ian.
Oh, man.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry.
Sorry, Ian. We tried.
Hey, maybe we should go to a smoothie place. That way I don't have to chew.
She said no.
She probably let it go, buddy.
But as loud as you chew, Ian, I can't even imagine how loud you slurp. This is just take the no and walk away, dude.
The Jubal Show on demand.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah! And some waves so we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that!
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in!
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it!
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Don't forget to pack the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies for a post-lunch pick-me-up. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.